This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
Hey there, Pete. David Essel, for the past 42 years, a counselor, author. Let's see, what else? Minister, radio host, TV host. We've been doing a lot over the past 42 years. And to think that that amount of time has already expired is mind-blowing. It's just incredible to think that this, right now in 2021, that this is our 42nd year in business. Shocking.
Well, David, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. What is, question number two, what is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
Oh, well, you know, it's the people. I get a chance, Pete, to work with some of the most dynamic people in the world. So I have, you know, even when we're talking about tough stuff, you know, the work as a counselor, we go everywhere from helping people overcome incest and rape to expanding their business. You know, we work with major league athletes. And so helping them overcome frustration and injury while they're on the injured reserve list, you know, but this brings joy to my existence because I'm in a situation where people are trusting that I'm going to ask really good questions, just like you're doing on your podcast. I'm going to give excellent assignments and they will heal. So, you know, in the beginning, it might be tough to say, does David smile with every client? But I can tell you within a couple of weeks, no matter what the condition is, we're smiling together because part of our work is about getting people to experience the true them, which many times, Pete, we don't even know our own true identity. We've been given identities by our families, by our career, by what we don't know who we are. So a big part of our work is helping people to see that they're stronger than they could ever imagine.
Oh, I can only imagine myself. And I love the passion in your voice talking about that. So it's really impactful. Thank you so much for that. Question number three, I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
Oh boy, that's a great one. I actually think it'd probably be human relations. I really do, because that's what makes the world spin. That's what makes businesses successful, when we have the right people in the right positions with the right attitude. And to me, that's human relations. And I think the AR, you know, the HR department of most companies is underutilized, Pete. We know with the mental health crisis, I mean, I think the most brilliant companies in the world are focusing on making sure HR has an avenue for mental health help. So I really think HR is it.
I think you're right there too. I mean, it's without the people, what are the companies going to do? They're just not going to be able to function. And I love the fact that you're talking about it's being underutilized in the HR function. I truly believe that too, because there's so much things that we can be doing for employees. So great point. Thank you. Question number four, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude and care for customers, what advice or insight would you give to other business leaders?
Number one is self-care. Number one is, and you know, a lot of entrepreneurs and business leaders have horrendous self-care practices. You know, we become workaholics, myself included. You know, I am not someone who is above and beyond suffering with workaholism and mental or physical exhaustion. So I think self-care is number one. You know, a number of years ago, a buddy of mine, Dr. James Rippey, wrote a book called Fit for Success. He interviewed Fortune 500 executives that worked anywhere from 70 to 80 hours a week. And here's some really interesting information about Fortune 500 executives that were a part of this study, is that 85% of them exercise 4 to 5 times a week. Now, these are people putting in 70 to 80 hours a week. Mm-hmm. 85% are exercising 4 to 5 times a week. Now, Pete, let's look at the general population. In the general population, only 15% exercise 4 to 5 times a week. So you have these high evolved business executives with outrageous responsibility and work hours. They're able to find time. Come on, America. Come on, the world. You know, we got to wake up. So I would say number one is self-care. And what we do is we teach a principle that says the first hour of every day has no electronics at all, Pete. Not one electronic for the first 60 minutes. You know, no iPhone, no social media, no checking your stocks. No television, no rate, nothing for the first hour, right? So What do you do at that time? Well, the smart ones would exercise, of course. They may meditate. They may journal. They may read inspirational books. And I mean actually holding a book, you know, not your tablet, because we're staying away from all electronic stuff, right? So you're going to actually buy a real book, for God's sake, you know? And I think that really, the self-care is what most executives need to focus on. And remember this, everything is top down. So, you know, if you have an executive at any level who's making it a point not to brag and not to talk about how great they are at exercise or clean eating or anything, but just being a role model, you set the stage for hopefully people underneath you doing the same thing. And once we put self-care number one, then everything you mentioned, attitude, hard work, all that stuff just falls into place, Pete.
Oh, it's so insightful, David. I love that. And especially, you know, taking that 1 hour a day in the morning, and, you know, those that can master that, I imagine that they probably do something similar in the evening as well, where, you know, maybe the last hour before they go to bed, no electronics, they're maybe picking up that real book, the actual tactile book. And it makes such a difference. I know for me, you're spot on, because when I started doing that physically and mentally, I got so much better. So thank you so much for sharing that, because it's really important for people to hear. It's really, really, really great, great advice. Question number five, what other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
Pete, I'm going to have to think about that one. You know, we have, lots of people that I can think of off the top of my head, but let me go a little deeper and I'll shoot you an email through TJ of people I think might be really great for your show.
Perfect. Yeah, I can imagine you've got experience with a ton of people, so no worries. Appreciate that. And our final question, question number six, please tell me about your first job.
Oh my God. You know what? I love talking about this. And I'm going to combine two at the same time, Okay. Cutting grass and rototilling gardens. I was raised in Syracuse, New York. So, you know, in the wintertime, shoveling snow for driveways, we kind of did it. We didn't really charge. My parents wouldn't let me charge to shovel some people's, you know, especially older people in the neighborhood. You know, we had to give them do that as a gift. But in the summertime, my first job was cutting grass. And then I evolved and I grew into the masterful job of creating gardens out of nothing by using a rototiller. So I, you know, we're looking at 10 years of age, Pete, when I started that job, and I still look back, obviously I'm talking about it, right? I look back at it as an unbelievable beginning of an entrepreneurial career. You know, it taught me sales at a very young age. I didn't even know what I was selling, but I think a lot of people hired me because I was young, Pete, and I had a lot of enthusiasm back then. So, but it was really something that I love, and I love landscaping today. I love being outdoors. So, you know, my first job actually has followed me through to, you know, 65 years of living, where I get a chance to still do some of that stuff I did as a kid. And I still cut my own grass. So there you go.
I love it. What a great story. And especially because you still do it today. That's awesome. It's such a great, great story. And David, thank you so much for being on the show. How can people find you?
Oh, it's so easy, Pete. TalkDavid.com. TalkDavid.com. And, you know, we've got, I think, 300 blogs on different topics they can read for free. And of course, all of our books and programs are there. And we have something very exciting starting September 1st. And it's called Help Veterans Heal. And it's a program that I've created with a business partner of mine, Dennis Postema. And we're going to be co-hosting once a week for veterans. They're going to get a teleconference call where they can talk about mental health, addiction, anxiety, depression, insomnia, PTSD, relationship challenges, finance challenges. They will all be getting a book or an online video course every month as part of this program. They'll get a newsletter every month as part of the program. We're trying to do everything we can. And, you know, it's going to cost the veterans or their families $4.98 a week. We're keeping it, Pete, at such an incredibly low price. And we're collaborating, you know, like with Wounded Warriors, one of the most respected veterans organizations in the world. We're going to collaborate with them. Tears for the 22 is another veterans organization. 22 veterans kill themselves every day in the United States of America. So what we know is that mental health, you know, all of the things I mentioned above for veterans is extremely missing in most veterans programs. So, you know, I mean, they're great at prescribing medication. They can be great at rehab. But when it comes to the daily mental health challenges, we really need help for our veterans. So starting September 1st, 2021, you know, we're so excited, Pete, to be able to bring this out to the country for veterans and their families.
Wonderful. It really sounds like not only a wonderful program, but one that's so needed. And they can find it from your website, David?
Yeah, talkdavid.com. They can see the notice. And within a couple of days, there'll be a link for people to actually join. Right now, there's just a little description up. But as we get closer, September 1st is only a couple of weeks away, Pete, and we're going to be ready to rock.
Perfect. Well, this is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast. Get hundreds of amazing business insights from previous guest episodes on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.